Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hurt Game Network. I am your host, Jazz. Welcome. Thank you all for, you know, stopping by, coming to listen. We switching it up a little bit this week. I will be bringing in an Aces fan. And just to, you know, talk about, you know, the KP Cigar Kingsmaker. And, you know, talking about a little bit on Rival and, you know, whatever else that's in Aces news. And just, you know, the women's basketball news. But I'm going to get started with just UNLV. Lady Rebels. Our Lady Rebels. Because I've been gone for a minute. I've been sick, so I don't know if you guys can hear my voice. If you do, I'm sorry. I'll be sipping some tea throughout the episode. But we're going to start with the game, the Stonehill game with UNLV. They did win that game. It was 93-57. And let's talk about First off, the ladies did a wonderful defense, always on point. They ran the ball real good. They took care of the ball pretty good. They only had 10 turnovers to Stonehill's 22. Well, this we go do a mini breakdown of this game because I know it's past the game, but they played it on the 15th. But Macy Spencer came off the bench and was lighting it up. Like, she was on fire. She dropped 20 points. The ladies, they played really, really hard. But yeah, Macy came out swinging 20 points. And just confidence was through the roof with her shot. So anytime she get the ball, her confidence is on point. And then you got Miss Aaliyah Alexander coming in with the 13 points, dropping that. And of course, I love Aaliyah's game. I think I'm a sucker for guards. So it's because I'm a guard. So I'm just a sucker for guard. So Aaliyah she's balling. Freshman, she's out here balling, like doing everything right. And then of course, you know, everybody else just, you know, fell in line. I kid you, this game, I think everybody scored except for, I think, one person. I literally think everybody, let me double check, because I think everybody scored except for one person, which is crazy. I think it's probably like two or three of the games where they had that happen, which is crazy. Yep, literally everybody scored except for one person. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Y'all out balling. But let's get to the real stuff. The real stuff. Number 9 Oklahoma that just passed a couple days ago on the 22nd. And when I say the girls came out swinging, they came out swinging. They fought hard first half. First half, it was just neck and neck, even especially the first quarter. It was 23-26, and our girls were up. Again, defense was good. The ball movement was good. Shots were falling in. And then you got the second half where they outscored us by 4 points, 16-12. But that third quarter, let's talk about that third quarter. Well, before we talk about the third quarter, I want to say this, that I didn't notice about this game. It was just a lot of, it's like we wasn't taking care. It was like we were playing. Yeah, I'm saying we. But it's like we were playing Oklahoma's basketball. We look crazy out there, not playing Ladies Rebel basketball at all. It was a lot of just turnovers, unnecessary turnovers, one. But Oklahoma defense was looking like how the Lady Rebels play defense towards everybody else. So even just it was just too many just giving up the ball, all that stuff. And I think that's where it really showed a lot more in that third quarter. They really just came out and not look like themselves at all. It was a lot of struggle shots where they were hitting doing they were doing good shots. Shots they just wasn't falling, which is unfortunate. But yeah, they just the shots were just not falling. I think our defense kind of like slacked up a little bit too as well. But overall, I'm not even gonna get into the fourth quarter, because what the third quarter, I think we only scored 4 points. So all I'm gonna say is they did really good against the number 9 team. But like I said, it was just they didn't look like themselves out there, truth be told. But I do want to shout out Miss Jackson. Yes. And she came out with 20 points. She was out there fighting hard. She is just like I said, a lot of shots were just not falling. Even like McKenna like dropped 12 points, 7 rebounds. But Miss Jackson had a double double, which is amazing, especially playing a team like that. So she had 20 points, 10 rebounds. But yeah, she did really, really good. But we gotta come back strong. Come the 27th on Wednesday, we play, and then on Friday we have a game. It's the Thanksgiving Classic. So hey, we coming with the A game, and we not coming to play this time around. So I'm looking forward to seeing them fight through and just play Lady Rebels basketball. Don't play anybody else's basketball. That's literally what they did that Oklahoma game. But like I said, they fought, and that's okay. They gonna come back strong. All right, and we are back. We just took a quick little pause for a second. We had to get Jay on. Jay, what's going on? What's up? How you feeling?
Oh man, I'm feeling good. My first time on a pod, not gonna lie, I was a little nervous, but I was like, man, I talked to her before. I'm cool. So I'm good. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I am tired though, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh no, I felt that one. I felt that one. Work. It's been
Nah.
busy.
No, work been working for
Work has
real.
been indeed working.
Think they
Especially
gonna
with the
holiday?
yo. Well, Thanksgiving week.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
ain't
know.
ready.
Yeah, me neither.
Am not
I'm
ready.
right there with you.
And so crazy how we met y'all.
Oh no. It was wild. It was crazy. Can I tell her how it went? Let me tell her how it went down. It was a funny way it went down. So like we were just, it was an event. Me and my friend, we were just sitting on our reserved seats right there.
I was about to say before then, because we was talking
Before
on
the
threads.
Oh shoot, you right. We was talking on threads. You right. You got me there. You got me there. But in person, it was different. That was wild. That was funny. But yeah,
Nah, yeah.
threads was yeah, we met on threads. It was cool. And in
Shout out to our
person,
thread family.
yup, love the thread fam. Me.
Yeah. No,
We got
yeah,
the
in
cool.
person, yeah, it was at the KP event.
It was funny how we met though. It was kind of crazy. Let me I'm gonna tell them about it. So we was just me and my friend were just sitting in our reserve seats. It's like right there, right when you walk into that lounge, right? KP walks in. I'm saying hi. I'm geeked out, and here comes Jazz. I didn't know that she knew it was me. If anything, I was like, "Oh my bad, I was a little geeked out," you know. But it was cool.
That KP event though was that KP event was smooth.
Oh,
It
it was
was
real
smooth.
smooth.
It
Smooth. It
was
was
smooth. I
chill.
yeah, I enjoyed myself.
Oh yeah, solid. It was cool. It was a good event. It was cool seeing how it really went down. 'Cause I mean, I was telling this to my friends. We saw KP in a more like comfortable and like a more comfortable position is what I'd say, where to say or something like that. Like
Yeah.
we've seen her as more of a regular person and not just, oh, Kelsey Plum, WNBA superstar, two-time champion, just a regular person. And it was really cool to see that little side of her,
Yeah.
although, yeah. How'd you feel about that?
No, the same way. Like it was cool to just to see her chill. Like she actually was out mingling with like everybody, like from family to the fans. Like she was taking pictures, signing autographs. Like it was chill. She was even like smoking cigars, like with
Oh
everybody,
yeah, man. With
like
everybody, that was so cool to see. I even
yeah.
got myself a cigar, and it was my first time smoking a cigar anyways. Like I told myself that I was never gonna do that ever in my life. But who would have thought my first ever lounge and my first ever lounge was gonna be KP signature cigar, which is crazy.
Honestly, yeah, that honestly, I feel like that was probably the majority of everybody that was in there, as far as like, especially fans, that was probably like their first time actually being in a cigar lounge. 'Cause that was my first time.
Yeah,
So
it was so
it was
cool. I'd probably hit a cigar
it
again. I can't lie though.
was
Maybe specifically BKP's. Who knows? It could be
How
anything though. Cause
was it though? 'Cause I
oh
know you had one.
man,
How was it?
I did honestly. Like it was really smooth. Like I wasn't like I was like when I first got it. When I first got there, I was like, I'm not gonna smoke a cigar here. And
You
then
did say
I was like, I know I did. I was like, I'm not gonna smoke a cigar anymore. I'm not gonna do that. And then I'm like, you know what? For the one time, let's do it. So I bought it. And then when I hit it for the first time, I'm like, oh, okay, it was pretty smooth. I liked it. I liked how it, I mean, I had to cut a certain way. I guess apparently when it comes to cigars, you gotta cut a certain way and how you wanna smoke it or how much it is.
Yeah.
But I forgot what cut it was. I don't remember the name. But it was really smooth to hit. I think like by the end of the night, me and my friend were like splitting off on it, but like I think by the end of the night it was like halfway done, and I was like, "Dang, we really just hit that! Like we smoked that like crazy, man! I didn't even expect that. It was really cool though. I'd probably do it again, but I'd probably do it on an occasion thing. I probably won't do it like every day. You know what I mean? But it was cool, real
Nah, it
solid.
was cool. It was cool to see her, like, definitely cool to see her interacting with everybody.
I
Like,
know."
literally everybody. It was not
Everybody,
one
it was so
person.
cool.
Like
Not
if you
one
went up to
person.
her and spoke to her and said hi or whatever, like she spoke back, she took pictures, she gave hugs, like it was dope to see.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was a crazy experience. First time. I even told myself, I manifested it. Manifesting works in mysterious ways, you know? I wanted to be
Right.
KP this year. An opportunity opened up and I did it, and it was crazy. I'm pretty sure you recorded a video of when I met her. Yeah.
I did, which was dope because she hugged you and everything.
I know it was the most surreal moment ever. I was quite literally I was a starstruck. I didn't even know what to like how to
Is it for
feel.
me?
Like I was just
You want
I don't know, like what? It's like, especially with our first interaction. Like it was kind of, I don't know, the whole night was just crazy. Like I was annoying my coworkers all day about it. The past like 2 days, I was like, yo, I did this and that. Like it was wild. Like our first interaction when I first saw her, like right before we met, like in person, like it was like I say, Kelsey, and she said, hi, good to see you. And I was just shocked. I was like, good to see me? What? She probably like saw me at a game or something, but I was just like, what? Like, huh? Like, she recognizes
It
me? Like, me, what? And you remember my face or something? Like, we never met at a game. She probably just saw me or something, but you know, that was really cool. Oh, but dang, I wish I could go back, you know, but you know, it was
that
a
was a
great
good
time.
time. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that was a good time. Like, I got some good footage and some dope pictures, all that. So
Oh yeah,
if y'all
I
wanna,
saw
yeah, I
that.
was like, if y'all wanna check it out, it's on the page.
Word, yup.
Yeah.
Dang, that was
Speaking
wild. I
since we
visit.
talk about KP, we could stay on KP.
Word for sure.
Might as well. We here.
Might as well. I mean, might as well, right?
Might as well. I know that the city of Las Vegas
Yeah.
gave her own day today, which was
Oh
actually pretty
yeah.
dope.
Oh, it is pretty
And it
dope.
was so quiet. It was quiet too.
That's
I was
true.
like, oh, like we didn't hear about it until
Until she posted
after,
about
like.
it.
Yeah, until they were, yeah, until they posted about it. Like
Yeah, until they. I was like,
she
dang.
donated. She donated $16,000 to Child Haven Campus outdoor basketball court. So like the kiddos get stuff get to play, get to have something new, which is actually really dope of her just to even do that, and just for them to honor her, you know. As Kelsey Plum Day today,
Oh,
that
yeah.
was dope.
That was
How you
real
feel about that?
cool. How do I feel about that? Man, like, I think it's really cool. It's crazy. It's like, it really shows how much of an impact KP has done for the community and for, you know, kids specifically at that foster kids, you know? Like, you know, those foster kids, you know, it's like the way they are is just that they don't have their family, you know. So like KP being the person to like, you know, just give back, it really shows how much of a nice and sweet and selfless person KP really is. And it's a whole nother side of her that no one ever really sees because they like I tell this is what I tell people all the time, like they see KP as like people see KP as just a celebrity, you know. People just have their ifs and buts. I'm not, I mean, ifs and buts about it, like, but it was just so cool to see that. Like, I was like, I'm really proud of her also with everything. Like, she deserves a lot. And then that really shows so much on how much yeah, man. It was really
No,
cool to
I
see.
agree.
Yeah, like had me surprised. I hopped on. I was like, oh, what? But you
Yeah, I
know.
was like, wait a minute, she did what?
That's what I was like. I was like, what she did, huh? That was like, it was so cool. It was really sweet. I had to like talk about, I tell my friends about my man, and she's like the sweetest person ever. And she's really chill too. I'll say that. I'm going back and forth. I can talk, I can go back and forth about how KP is, how much as I can. I don't know.
I could go all day if you
I
let me.
really can't. I can go all day about her. I annoy people all the time when I talk about KP. I be feeling bad. But you know, there's
KP is
something
a
about
lot of
her.
people's favorite just because
Yeah.
like you said, like just the type of person that she is, just how sweet she is and like nice, just like she goes out her way to, you know, even just to sign autographs, to, you know, just to make fans happy, comfortable, or just people in general. 'Cause I'm pretty sure she's the same way with her family as well.
Oh yeah,
So,
100%. I know she loves her family down bad.
yeah. So I can only imagine just how, just we like, just from us feeling that way, I can only imagine how her family feels and how she treats them, like on that next level type of thing.
I know. Man, I mean, shoot, her family's lucky for us seeing that part. But I mean, man, it's just, oh. KP really
I
is
know.
love. She really is something. In the good, in the best way possible. In the best way possible. Like,
So
man.
I take it that's your favorite Aces.
Oh yeah, 100%.
All right,
KP is
who your number two?
KP for one. Number two, I'd have to put, I'll put Asia right there. Asia's right below her. Right below her. How much you want me? Okay, I can name. Let's see how much I
You
can
can
name.
do one more.
Okay, all right. So it goes KP, it goes Asia, and I think my third. Dang.
I
Oh, it
know.
probably. It, oh, dang.
I
I got.
know.
That's. Dang. I'm like, can I do two more? I mean, yeah, I'll do one more. Yeah, Jackie. It's probably Jackie. Those are my top
Jackie.
three. Jack. Yup. If I get a fourth, it'd be Chelsea Gray. I mean, the core four right there. You know what I mean?
It'd be
Yeah. What
hard.
do I know it's hard to pick.
It'd be hard to pick. My favorite changes all the time. Like one minute it's
Yeah.
AC.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, one minute AC. I love AC. Like she's super cool. She's probably like between like they all super sweet and nice, but between her and Meg, I don't know who's the sweetest.
Dang.
Because Meg is super sweet too.
I
Meg
wish I
is a
met
sweetheart.
Meg.
Meg
I
is a,
met.
like the nicest person that you would ever meet. It, I know, like they all say it, like in the opener or when they do like the little jokes or whatever that they, like they say, like she's literally they she they say she's the nicest person you will ever meet, and it's 100% true. She is the nicest person.
Man, I really want to meet her. I met AC though, and I could confirm how AC is real. So she's really pure hearted, especially the way we met.
Yeah.
Since we're on that topic, and AC topic in general. It was when I went to the game. AC just like we were just you know where we were sitting. Great spots, by the way. AC just casually walks up to where we were sitting and then just signed people's stuff, signed autographs, took pictures. Like she's really sweet, pure hearted, like.
Yeah.
And I wish I was able to like talk to her for her, but you know, it was just a quick little thing with it. But dang, she really is
Yeah.
sweet. I wish I could meet Meg. I also really want to meet Sid, but dang.
I met Sid once, and I love Sid too. I like I said, I love the whole team, so it'd be
I
hard for me to
know.
have a favorite. So I have the favorite, a new favorite every day. But yeah, Sid is cool too. I was just only able like we had like a short like interaction. It was just like, hey, you know, good game, blah blah. And she was like, thank you, and it was just like super short. It wasn't nothing like crazy, but I thought it was. Even her, just speaking back was actually pretty cool.
Man, yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen her. I'm pretty sure like she saw me. I saw her at one point, just never really had a chance to talk to her or really meet her. But I would love
Yeah.
to meet Sid. She's like she's also one of my favorites. See, like you said,
I
it's hard to pick
know.
a favorite ace.
I
But
know.
like I mean KP is definitely on top for me, but like it's just in general, the whole team is just so amazing. Like I love them all so much. Like it is
Yeah.
crazy. Especially maybe because I'm also very emotionally attached to the team.
I see, and I think that's a the thing with just Aces Nation as a whole, because
Right.
we all honestly probably feel the same exact way. Where I asked one of my friends before she jumped on an episode with me. And I asked her the same thing, and she pretty much felt the same way. Like I can't pick like for real. Like I could say, I could tell you like who I really like the most out of everybody, but they all my favorite at the end of the
I
day.
know. I feel it. That's exactly how I feel. I always say Cape, I always have an all-time favorite, but like it's hard to like, you know, pick the right one. Like you said, it changes. Like mine changes too.
Mine
Like it
changes.
all the time.
But
Oh.
I'll say this, when I first went to an Aces game, I fell in love with KP. I fell in love with KP. I'm a guard,
Okay.
so when I played in my day,
Okay.
I'm a guard, so I'm a sucker for other guards, especially if they really really good.
Right.
So
Right, right, right.
KP was my number one, and then it was Asia, because it was just them two at the
Man.
time.
Right.
So it was just like it. But yeah, it was KP. And then, of course, the team started to develop and come along. And I'm like, all right, well, I got KP and Asia, but who is this one right here talking about Jackie? I'm like, I like
Right.
Jackie. And at the time when she first, she was just coming off the bench. She wasn't starting at first. It was her because it was her rookie year. And I watched her
Right.
in college. And I really, liked her in college, but I'm like, all right, I like her too. I'm like, she got a lot
Right.
better when she was at college. So I'm like, again, and
Yeah.
I'm a sucker. I'm a guard, so I'm a sucker for other guards. So now I'm like at three. But then it's just like everybody else, like I just it'd be hard to pick.
Man,
It'd
I
be way
felt
too
that.
hard.
No, I really felt that. What you literally just said is literally how I did, like how I was. Like when I first became an Aces fan, same exact situation. I always watched the WNBA.
Yeah.
There was times when I just didn't really, I wasn't as engaged, not gonna lie, but I would watch their games. But every time I watch, my dad would have an Aces game on. And the guard, like you said, I used to hoop, I was a guard too. So I'm attracted to guards also. So the first person that came to my mind when I first saw that, I was like, who's number 10? Who is that? But as like Kelsey Plum, I'm like, oh, that's my girlfriend. As a joke. I was like, dang, I like her. And I started watching it. And then like I think actually I that, that we were watching it, and then I think it was when they won the when they won in 2023, they had the parade. And
Yeah.
then I saw KP, I was like, oh yeah, definitely her. And I would just joke around at the time. I'd be like,
Yeah.
she's single or something, just as a joke, because that's how I was. And yeah, so it was definitely KP. And then like you said, Asia was right after. It was like KP, Asia, and then Jackie. Literally how you did it, like what you just said about them when you first became a fan is literally me. Like I'm right there with you. Like I feel you. Being a guard, attracted to guards. I'm attracted to guards, I'm saying. Like,
Because I didn't,
oh
at
no.
college, I didn't know about KP in college. That's the one player that I had no idea about in college. So I found out about her when she first got to the Aces.
Oh, word. Okay, yeah. I
Yep.
mean, you know, I felt that one. Man, that's guards.
Yep.
That guards should be hitting. I don't know. And then
Guard.
just.
I'm a, like, yeah, I'm a sucker for guard. Because even like outside of the Aces, like I like Cloud.
Oh, word. Yeah.
I like
Cloud's another
Cloud.
one.
Yeah. I like Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Enrique. I like Enrique. Enrique is probably one of my favorite guards to watch.
Definitely.
It's a couple,
Definitely.
yeah. I'm a sucker for guards.
Yeah, no, I felt that one. I really am. It's like, damn, maybe that's why I'm a guard. I was a guard. I did stuff. I'm attracted to the guards. Dang.
When was your
Man, that's right.
when was your first Aces game that you've
My
been to?
first Aces game I've been to. Oh, when was my first Aces game? Oh, I'm trying to remember when it was. It was either the last season or the season before. I think they were going against. Who were they going up against? Damn, I don't remember. I think it was. I think was it? Was it? I can't remember who they were going up against. No, I think it was Dallas they were going up against.
I was about to say, everybody first game, I feel like it's Dallas. That's crazy. You probably
Yeah.
like the fourth person that I talked to that said
Really? Dang, yeah.
that.
I was like, we were sitting in like nosebleed seats, like you know, super like high up in like the 200s, and that was my first Aces game. It was against the Da yeah, it was against Dallas. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was my first Aces game. And then I don't know. I mean, I mean the nosebleed seats. I was going my first Aces game. I was always watching it and on TV. My first time going to the game. I remember telling my dad, I was like, hey, Pops, can we go to an Aces game? I want to go. So we went to the Aces game. It's a nosebleed seat. It's not too bad. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like the best seats, but you know, it was still good seats, a good little start. But
Yeah.
I never like realized how much fun the games are in person until I actually went.
Especially
Like,
Aces game, like
oh yeah, the Aces game. Aces Nation, like the fans, they go crazy. I remember my first Aces game, I went to there was a fan who sat maybe like a row or two below us, and she was just going crazy. I was all like, dang, these Aces fans are really wild.
Nah.
Okay. It is
Yeah. I
insane.
really like that. I tell people all the time, I'm like, the fan base that was built, like it's like super family. It's super family
I
oriented.
know.
Everybody talks to each other. Everybody, like, something happens, we high-fiving to each other. a bad call, we all in sync with the boo or yelling at the ref or something. Like, and then
Exactly.
if somebody find out it's your first game, like they gonna make sure you have that experience, like a good experience, especially if you sitting by them. Like it's just it's different. I've been to
Yeah, it
other
was
arenas and
crazy.
it's not the same as everybody else. Like it's ours, but it's some other, like I guess too, I'm biased. Cause everybody would probably like somebody in Phoenix would probably I talked to a couple people in Phoenix and they were just like, yeah, no, we do our own little thing and blah blah blah. But I'm like,
I feel that. I feel that. I might. I mean. I tell. I mean. I be saying that too. Every time I talk about them, I might be a little biased, but I don't think y'all fans are like can't really match our energy. It was yeah. That first one
I'm
was
like,
crazy. Another thing I liked about the games. Another thing I liked about the games, especially after my first game, is that I'm pretty sure you noticed, but every time after a game ends, win or lose, the whole fan, everyone. As they're going down, leaving, they're like, "Hey, sit!" They're chanting, and like the whole thing.
win
I was
or
like, "Yeah,
lose.
this is like the best. If win or lose, we're
Win or
die hard
lose.
for the fan. Die hard for they ride till they ride till the fucking wheels come off, type thing."
Even like the last game against New York,
Oh man,
as
I
the
want to talk about
standing
that too.
ovation that was given was the best thing I've ever saw. Because I'm gonna say back at was it 2021 when we got kicked out the playoffs, wasn't like that. So I think now it's like this level of love, this level of respect was actually shown and given that last game.
Yeah, no, I noticed that too. I can't even lie. I even cried with them. I had the seats, man. The seats I was at was really by the
I couldn't
tunnel.
cry. I wanted
You
to,
couldn't
but I couldn't.
cry.
I was like,
I feel it. No, I feel that. I mean, I didn't bawl, but I teared up a little bit. I choked up. Like, I can't cry, man. I don't need. Well, I almost talk about that game too. Game four, man. We sat by where me and my cousin sat. We sat by the tunnel. So that game four, I remember that. I don't know. You were at that game though. Of course, you were at that game, right? Remember on the Jumbotron. They were showing about, they talked about how, oh, our fans always show out in like the fourth quarter or something. That's when I started feeling all the emotions. I was like, no, bro, they're gonna make me cry. My cousins were laughing. I was like, bro, because my cousin, I mean, love my cousin, but he was kind of going for New York at the time. I'm like, all right. I was like, nah, but like that got me, and I was like, man, they're gonna make me cry. And then I remember like standing there, waiting, just sitting down until the, well, I was standing there, I was sitting there until the wheels fell off. And as soon as they, and I didn't, and I, right when they were leaving, I stood up. I did not leave that arena. I told my cousin, I'm like, I'm not leaving this arena until they leave.
Yeah, nobody
Not.
left. Nobody
Yeah,
left.
nobody left.
They got a standing ovation. Nobody left. Like at the fourth quarter, I think we all knew what was gonna be the outcome for real. It was just actually the reality of seeing it.
Yeah, I know exactly. You're like, oh man, like it's really happening right now. I'm just gonna sit here,
Hey,
gotta
but
stay until the wheels fall off. I
yeah,
mean,
New
I
York
did
came
not
to
gonna
play
lie.
though.
New York,
New
yeah,
York
New York, New York did. New York did.
came to
New York did come to play. They
play. They
did
had that chip
indeed.
on their shoulder.
That's what I was saying. I bet they. I mean, they didn't like how he took them out game three, so they came in to play. They came to play, and then we just,
Nah,
but dang,
it's all good. We gonna
it is
come back
all good.
and get
They
another
got.
one. It's fine because
They gonna
that's
come back stronger.
yeah.
I think
Nah.
the re I feel like the reason why it was how it is because. The core four coming back to the Olympics, they probably were still tired from that because I know it was like pretty draining.
Yeah.
So I mean that's probably why. But I mean I told myself, I was like, nope, it's all good. I maybe like maybe almost cried a little bit. But I was like, you know, it's okay. We're gonna come back
Tears.
stronger. We're gonna come back stronger and we're gonna push through. We're gonna come back much more stronger. Like, it's crazy
Nah,
how
they gonna be all
we gonna
right. Like,
they be
it's
good. I ain't worried about her.
even though like everybody kind of got a idea of, well, they think we got an idea of the six that they're gonna keep.
Yeah.
Well, that they're gonna protect. But they might protect the rookie that they've been keeping quiet about, to be honest.
Oh yeah. What was her name? Was it like Elizabeth
Liz, yep.
Liz Kitley? Is that her last name?
Yep, that's her.
Yeah, she was was she wasn't she out that last season?
Is she, because she, was it an ACL, torn ACL? I think it was it. Tarantino, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was
I think
like
so.
Tarantino.
Yeah, I think I've seen her one time. I think it was when the bench mob was playing. Me and my dad were sitting there. I'm like, who's that? And then
Everybody
I
forgot
was
about
like,
her.
oh yeah. And I was like, oh whoa, that's oh, that's the rookie they were hiding. Oh dang, they kind of like she goes like I know she didn't really play that, so I did forget about her. And I kind of feel bad that I forgot about her, but like when I saw her, I was like, who is that?
Well, it was kind of good that everybody forgot about her, because now next season she's actually really good. Like, whenever you get a chance, if you haven't like seen her play, like go watch like some of her highlights. She's actually really good. It'd be
Oh, I might
nice.
have to.
She's nice. We like,
Word.
yeah, in the paint. Oh, she helping Aja for sure.
Oh, well, I believe that she's gonna. That's gonna be a lot of help. I seen her. I seen her. I'm like, oh yeah. Me and my dad were talking about the game too. We were all like, why didn't they put her in? I was like, I mean, I don't
And
know, but if she was,
she
that would
still
have been.
wasn't
We would have been a
clear.
lot. Yeah, that's what I
Well,
thought. I think that's what I told my dad. She probably was injured or something. That's probably why we didn't see her all season.
yeah, she was injured. But I would say, well, we had Queen, we had Meg.
We did have
Kia was still
Queen.
coming off the injury, so she didn't start playing, or getting back in the groove until like the second half, like towards the second half. So,
Right.
but we had Queen and Meg.
That's
I would have
true.
been
That's
playing them
true.
like crazy,
Oh, I
especially Queen.
know. I know. Especially Queen. I remember when I saw her play, I was like, dang. Okay.
Got Queen nice.
Queen is
Queen nice.
nice.
Queen
Especially where
nice.
I was sitting, I was like, dang, Queen nice. So my dad I'm like, Queen nice, you
Meg
know?
is also
Meg is,
nice.
yeah. Meg is also definitely nice. Like, I feel like she helped a lot. She helped us a lot when we needed it the most when we were in the games.
Yeah.
Especially when she's able to shoot the three. You know, I would always see that. I was like, oh yeah. She was nice.
I think sometimes when she's in with Asia, it kind of like she goes back into, I gotta play my role type of
Right.
thing.
Right.
When I think she should still play her role, but step up just a little bit and play a little bit more aggressive when you are in there with Asia. 'Cause then it helped. Even though like anytime we play Dallas, 'cause Dallas big man's like
Oh, I know. I was like, dang. Dallas got
dog
the bigs.
be fighting for her life down there. I was like, boy, oh boy.
Know. I'd be like, oh man. Poor
Okay.
thing.
I do got a question.
What you got?
If you had to build a super team, no matter what era, you could pick six players. Who would you
Okay.
pick?
From the W?
Yep.
Six players for a super team.
Yep.
Ooh. Let me see. I'd have put Asia for
Okay.
sure as one. I put KP in there.
Okay.
I'd also probably put a. I'm not gonna go all aces. But I put DeeJay in there.
Okay.
I mean, I put DeeJay in there too. I feel like her and KP would be solid. That's three. Okay, let's see. Dang. You know what? What's crazy? I'd probably put Aaliyah Boston in there too.
Okay.
I'll put Aaliyah Boston, though that's four. My last two. Do any dang. It's a lot to think about. I can't get the last two in there. You know what? I have to put the point guard in there. The point guard's always nice. You're gonna need a point guard on there. We got
Yeah,
Chelsea.
so yeah, you got two guards. Yep.
Yup. And then who else would I put in there? I got one.
Yeah, we got to see somebody coming off the bench.
Someone coming off the bench. Let's see. You know what? I'd probably put Courtney Williams in there. Coming off the
Okay.
bench. Court's
Okay.
pretty court nice. Court nice.
Court nice.
She a dog too.
Court is nice.
Yep. That'll be my six.
So I
What's
did
up?
my I had did mine with
What's up?
my co-host like a while back, but we never got a chance to actually post the episode. So I did all mine are like old. Well, they ain't old. I
Okay.
ain't calling y'all old, but y'all old.
Yeah.
But y'all old. So I did Cappy Pondexter.
Okay.
That's like one of my all-time favorite guards, like all time.
Or
I did DT.
okay. DT. That's a goat.
Shamika
Okay.
Maya Moore.
Ooh, that's a good one.
CP3.
Oh, you know, that's also a really good one. That's also a really good one.
Asia.
Okay, that's solid. That's solid. That's a solid team right there.
I was like, let me get a youngin in here. I was
Get a
like,
young in there with the, you know, I feel it.
but everybody in their prime.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh, man. Oh, that's.
I was like, nobody beating my super team.
Nah, I don't. Nah, you're not wrong. You're
Like,
not wrong. Shoot, that's a solid team right there.
no, but your team was actually pretty defense wise.
You know, you got good defense. Got some
You
good
got scoring.
defense. Yup.
Like, yeah. No, but ain't nobody beat mine for sure, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if mine would. I don't
It
even know if mine would, to be honest.
would
But they have
be
a
good.
chance.
It would be good competition.
Definitely, yeah, definitely a good
It'd be.
competition right there.
Yeah, but everybody at their prime?
Oh
Nah, my
yeah,
team
nah.
killing.
Yeah,
Because
your
DJ
team
just
hit the
now getting
killing.
in her prime.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
She just now getting there. It'd be Asia versus Asia at that point, but you bet
It
you
will be. That definitely Asia versus Asia.
but your matchup, it would be what who I would be. Either CP or Shamika Holdsclaw against Aja and
Oh yeah, for sure. So definitely.
Aaliyah.
Hey, never know. You never know. I mean, they're pretty solid on defensive end. I can't lie. I feel like it'd be close though.
No, it would
But
be
you
it.
might it'd be close, but you'd probably have the upper hand, to be honest. 100% have the upper hand.
Would I deep. DT and Cappy together, my opinion, I think that'd be insane. In a prime?
That would be. Oh yeah.
In a prime?
Everyone in their prime, that it's over. It's over.
Is over.
It's over. Even Orphan Monty that put together.
Over. I was like, wait, I was thinking about it for a minute. I'm like, if I had to build a super team, like, who, how would I do it? I'm like, do am I like mismatching? And I end up when I'm putting it together, I'm thinking, and it end up just being like all the older players,
All the
and then Asia,
ONs.
yeah, and
That's
Asia.
a solid No, that's definitely a solid team, though. That's a monster team, definitely. Dang, that's maybe
But
I'll join
Albert,
my super
speaking
team.
of.
I don't know. Maybe I'll join my super team. I don't know. No, I like my super team. I like my super team. I'll
Like,
put
you know what I'm
together
saying?
like that.
You gotta rock with them. You gotta
Yeah,
stand on business with them.
I like the team I'll put together. We're solid. We're solid. We're solid.
Like, since we putting teams together,
Bro.
we go to Unrivaled. Let's talk about Unrivaled.
Unrivaled. Man, I'm
Unrivaled.
excited.
They over here shaking the table.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm excited. The way that they rolled, did like this whole rollout with us guessing like who is gonna be able to guessing videos to just the laying out the teams, the logo of the team. They
Right.
did a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job.
They did amazing. They did great. There was
Yeah,
some
they
that
did.
these there was some I could have guessed though. There was some I definitely could have guessed for sure.
A lot of them, I was just like, all
A
right.
lot
The
of them.
most easiest one, and people was so confused, was Kate.
I know, right? I was like, that's the most easiest one ever. How do you
Was the
not
most
know?
easiest one.
Yeah, when I saw that video, I'm like, oh yeah, that's Kate.
Easy.
People are
And I
easy.
think because Aces fans, it was just easy. But I think
Easy.
non-Aces fans was just like,
They're like,
why
what?
is Leonardo DiCaprio in here?
I was saying. I'm like, oh, y'all clueless, man. Y'all really just don't know. It was so easy to notice. I was like, okay. Oh, that's definitely Kate. Easy. Lightweight. I remember when they first rolled that out. I was like, oh yeah, that's Kate. Kate is unrivaled for
Yeah.
sure. And everyone, when I saw people confused, I was like, man, these guys are clueless.
Had to
Clueless.
shake a couple people. I'm like, come on
Yeah,
now,
I was
martini
like,
glass, you know.
right. Exactly. Everyone didn't know her fans are the martinis.
Right.
Exactly. She got called, we were called the martinis at that point. Oof. But man, I'm so excited for that. Do you plan on going to any of them? Do you plan on going in person?
I want to. I really do. I'm still torn if I might just honestly just watch it on TV. Cause we got
Man.
AU as well too, so I want to go in
Yeah.
person to them too. So I need to become rich so I can go to both.
Oh, man, I wish I could do that. Shoot.
Let me
Yeah,
get
I would
rich.
love to go to AU too, but
Nah,
dang.
Arrival is gonna be lit. Just
Yeah,
off of just like
unrivaled.
the team. Like how they had to do it, just they did such a good job.
They
The team
did.
roster. I bet I asked a couple of my friends, I was just like, what two teams is everybody picking? I know in the Discord chat, I asked too, like, who's
Oh,
what two
yeah.
teams everybody picking? What did you pick your two teams?
I do have two. Well, I kind of have three. If I think about it, I really
I
have
got two.
three.
My third one is a quiet one.
Okay. Yeah, no, I got two. That's the Laces and I think it's the Laces and Phantom. Let me double check. Hold on. I gotta look at the roster one more time because I be forgetting. I can't even lie.
I
I
know,
think
I know.
I
Phantom
know the
got
Laces is
Jackie.
one. Yup.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah,
mine
Phantom got Jackie
are
and Tiff.
yeah, mine are Laces and Phantom. Laces and Phantom on top two.
Who your third one?
My third one is gonna be the Rose. I really like the Rose roster too.
Rose is nice.
Rose is nice.
I'm supporting all of them. Everybody, of course, the Aces, but
Oh yeah, definitely. I also
my
like Miss
two.
though. I also like the Miss roster though. But my two are
That's
Laces and the Phantom.
all right. So mine is Rose and Phantom.
Okay.
My third one is Miss.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, Miss is there too, but I'm
That
excited to
team's
see
so
that.
stacked. That's not
I
fair.
know that team is stacked. I like the Miss roster. I was like, that's
You got Brianna,
crazy.
you got Stewie and the Gold Mama playing together again. That's one.
Yump, yump for
Bri
sure.
Stewie and Court already play together. And then on top
Chemistry
of
right
that,
there.
yeah, then you got Aaliyah, you got Rekia and DJ. I can't wait to see DJ and Rekia play together. That's what I'm excited about.
Man, I'm excited. I think I'm actually gonna go to the game. I'm actually gonna go there in person. I don't know which one. I think I'm going to the, but remember the schedule. I think I'm going on the 24th of February. I think the Laces, who plays that game? I think the Laces are playing. Miss plays there. I think it's Lace. I think Laces and Mist, and I think Rose and Handsome might be playing those that day. I'm gonna take a trip out there. I'm actually excited. If I'm being honest, I never been to that side. That's a whole different
Oh,
like. I never been to
you gonna have a
Miami.
blast.
I know. I mean, we're probably gonna be there for like 2.5 days. It's just, I was talking to myself. I was like, dang, going to Miami, it's gonna be worth it in the end. But going to Miami and having to adjust to a huge time difference, I've never been like.
That's 3 hours
That's 3 hours
for
ahead. Yeah,
us.
exactly.
Heck
I've
yeah.
only been like 1 hour ahead, but that's like that's nothing when it comes. It's nothing compared to 3 hours ahead.
So
I've been
I'm
to.
kind of used to it because I do 2 hours central when I go back home, or just even
Okay.
like sometimes just adjusting, like talking to my family back home. So it'd be hard though when it's time to go to bed.
I know. I know. I believe that. I think our plan is to I think we're leaving at nighttime here, and we're gonna be there, and we're gonna land in Miami like 5 in the morning. I'm like, dang. Oh, that's early. I was like, I'm gonna just sleep on the plane for like 4 hours and
You're gonna have
on.
to.
I'm gonna have to sleep those like 4 hours just because right when that plane takes off, I'm sleeping for 4 hours, and then I'm going we land there. I'm like, oh shoot, it's early. It's probably gonna be
Yeah.
cold too. I don't know. I want to go to
Yeah,
Miami
you.
though. I'm excited though.
Yeah, that's gonna be lit. Yeah, you definitely have to take pictures.
Oh no, I got you on that one. Oh
Video, that's
man,
the.
videos, pictures, everything. You know what I was on? What I'm probably gonna do since I'm actually really excited to go, especially because I get to be KP again.
Facts.
Yep. I was telling my cousin because that's where I'm going with. I was like, dang, I got to see her again. Maybe I'll introduce him to her. I don't know because technically, me and KP met.
We besties.
Technically, we like besties. I'm a little delusional. I can't lie. I'm a little
I
delusional when it
mean,
comes to.
what Aces fan is not delusional, but
You're
hey.
right. You're right. We're pretty delusional. I can't lie. Remember, I always think how delusional we are because I always go back to after game 4, everyone was like aces in five.
Aces at five.
Aces in five. Everyone's like, what? Everyone's like aces in five for? I was like, we're just delusional, man.
We just delusional, just a
We're just
tad
delusional.
bit,
Just a little bit, you know? Just, you
little
know,
bit.
a little bit, a little unserious. We got raised by the aces. Come on now. That's what I've been saying too. Like they're aces, man. They raised us the way we are. We unserious, maybe a little
I was
delusional.
like, yeah, like they unserious. The fans are just as unserious.
Exactly. What can we say? What can we say? Honestly, can others compete? I don't think
No.
so. Nah.
Heck no.
Ah,
I can't wait
I'm
to
mad.
I can't wait to like all these different leagues, like between AU and Unrivaled. I can't wait for AU though too, just
Oh
because we
yeah,
got
no, I'm excited.
KB, AC, and Sid gonna be over there, and they still releasing
Yup.
players that's gonna be playing. So we don't know. We know Meg is overseas, but I don't
Yeah.
know if she. Yeah, Meg, but I don't think she's playing though. I think she's just over there kicking it. But
Probably. Queens in
we still,
China.
yeah.
Yeah, we just got a few more
So.
people. I wonder. Do you have any idea? Do you possibly have any ideas on who else might be added to the AU rosters?
See, that'd be the hard part. Because
Yeah, it
it's a lot of people that did not go overseas this year, like
yeah,
normal.
that's true.
So I don't know. But a
Yeah,
lot
me
of the
either.
star players are just chilling. Like the franchise players, they are chilling.
Just chilling, minding business, during the off season, a little vacation.
As they should. They deserve it. All of them deserve it.
100%, 100%. It
I
was
don't know
one
though.
crazy season. I don't know either.
Who else? Who else? The main one that I am excited about that they did announce already was Lexi Brown.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
I'm glad she is able to play. I'm glad she's doing better. So I'm excited to see her.
100%. It's gonna be, yeah, I'm excited for them to pop up. Doesn't A when does AU start? Doesn't it start? When
They
do they start? In Fe
started February.
they start in February? Oh, so they start like a month after Unrivaled starts. Dang, gotta catch up to both of them.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, I need to get rich so I can do
I know,
both.
right? I know. I gotta get rich. I can just go, not just spot in Miami. Miami's already gonna hurt my pockets as is. I was debating. I was like, dang, I'm either gonna have to hurt my pockets in my for Miami or for Nashville. And I really don't know. So I had a debate. I was like, dang. I'm like, okay, let's see.
I might do Nashville.
Nashville, okay.
That might be the one I do. 'Cause if yeah, I gotta pick. I would have to pick.
Yeah, you
I
got
would
to
do.
pick one or the other. I was in that same boat.
Only reason why I would do AU is because I was already, when they first did AU, they did it in Vegas. And I was going to
Oh,
those.
okay.
And a lot of people don't know that because it was like during COVID, which AU,
I
I
remember
feel like
that.
y'all need to do it. Y'all need to run it back. Y'all need to come back here. We need a do-over. Because
Exactly.
a lot of
When
people
it was during
didn't.
COVID.
Yeah, nobody was coming outside. A lot of people did not know about it. So
Yep.
it didn't get the look that it should have honestly got, because Vegas would have actually showed up, especially to
Oh
something
yeah,
like
one
that.
hundred percent. 100%.
So
Especially
I feel
because
like
like how Vegas is too. Like betting like big stuff like that out here is like we would just show up for. Cause like, you see like LA, they have a bunch of stuff and everyone's there. Vegas doesn't have much over here, which kind of sucks, but it's also kind of cool at the same time, you know?
And it's like, come back, two, well, look, two time, two
Two
time,
time? Two
two
time? Two time?
times. It's only right that y'all just come back.
It's two time road. Just come on back. Just come on back.
Go
Let's go. Everyone gonna
on.
show out.
Back.
Trust, trust. Especially how much more bigger the W has become
Yep,
this
that
year.
too.
That's just crazy, which is a good thing too. But we need that, I just have so much love for the women's sports, especially, well, but more specifically basketball, but women's sports,
Oh,
man,
absolutely.
100%.
They gotta bring that back. So I think I'm gonna do AU though, just for that
Okay.
reason. 'Cause I've been keeping up with it from the start. I'm invested, and I feel like they are not getting the same love that Unrivaled is getting. But Unrivaled did a
Yeah.
wonderful job
Oh yeah,
marketing.
one
Whoever
hundred
on their marketing
percent.
team, kudos.
Kudos to them. Yep, big kudos. Because I feel like more people are going to Unrivaled than AU.
Yeah, which is to me is crazy. It doesn't, I feel like it should be getting the same equal attention,
Yeah,
my opinion. But
I agree with you on that one. Sure, I've never been to Nashville either. Ah, oh, man, if only I was rich, man, I can make some bank.
listen.
one day, one day it will happen,
One day.
they will do like trips like crazy. But
Listen.
no, I don't know. I had a debate. It was really hard to pick from AU to Unrivaled. And I'm like, I never been
I'm
to any of those
already.
places. Huh?
My you picked Miami though. You did right.
Yeah, Miami's cool. I mean, I heard it's really cool out there. It's gonna be crazy. I mean, I've
No,
never been out there. I've literally only been to like Cali and like Arizona. That's about it, though.
you
I
gonna
haven't
have
been.
to you're gonna have to hit up like the Threads family and see who all gonna be there. Y'all could probably link up.
Oh yeah, for sure. I love meeting people from the Threads family. Like it's so cool. It was cool. I mean, when I met you, it was just cool, solid. I feel like we clicked like that. honestly.
No, we did.
It was crazy how cool we clicked. I wish people knew how crazy we just clicked, you know.
I feel like, and I think it would be like that with everybody too. That's the killing part. Cause it's like we talk to each other dang near every day.
Exactly. Like, even if we get like, even coming from, even literally, I could be off, or we could be off of like Threads or social media for like 2 days. Hop back on, everyone's gonna keep chatting.
Yep.
Still coming back. Yep. I might have to. I'm gonna hit up the Threads family say who's gonna go to Unrivaled. I'll be there in February. I
Yep,
see
you're
people
gonna
on
have
Twitter
to.
post about it too. I'm about to go over there. I think shoot, Miami. Oh, it's gonna be crazy. I think we're getting courtside tickets also. Like behind a
Ooh.
bench type things. I'm like, dang.
Ooh.
So it's
Now
gonna be
that's gonna be
crazy.
lit.
It's gonna be crazy. We might be there like 2.5 days, but
Nah, it is gonna be worth it.
courtside. Yeah, getting courtside
It's gonna be worth
tickets.
it.
Yeah, I think we're going like behind one of the benches. I don't know which one. Whoever it is, I don't care. I like all the teams that's
Don't
playing
care.
that day. I don't care because that well the game that well the ones we're going. It's crazy. It's kind of cool because I think on when I look at the schedule for Unrivaled, two teams are playing. There's gonna be two games in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Which is,
it's
like I said,
aces
which
and
is why it's
inters.
worth it.
Yeah, getting
It's
courtside
worth it.
tickets.
It's worth
Yeah,
it.
definitely worth it. When we were talking about it, my cousin was just all like, I think it's more worth it just get like the courtside tickets, like right there.
You know what's crazy? They ain't even released the one-on-one
Oh,
schedule
that is
yet.
crazy.
And everybody
How
forgot about the
different.
one-on-one schedule. Everybody's just so focused on the 3-on-3, they forgot it's gonna be a one-on-one.
Yeah, I know. Everyone, it's like you said, Unrivaled is so good that people are more focused on 3-on-3 than the 1-on-1. Even I forgot about the 1-on-1 until you brought it up.
I know everybody freak. So I wonder if are they gonna add that during like the 3-on-3, or I wonder how they're gonna do that.
I wonder too. I wonder
To
how
me,
that would
it would make
go.
sense. To me, it would make sense to whatever team that's not playing, that's who's not playing
Those
that
are
day. That's who should do like the
do the
one-on-one. That way they get
one-on-one.
no rest.
Definitely. I feel like that would
I
work.
don't
I feel like
know.
that would work
If
perfectly.
I think that would make sense.
100%.
All right, we gotta get out of here because we gonna
Oh
be
man. Oh
talking.
yeah,
We're
we're just gonna keep chatting. We're gonna be yapping. Like we just be yapping. It's naturally how it was. Just like when we met, we're gonna keep yapping. Yeah, we do gotta get out of here though. We
No, we
gotta get
gotta get
out
out
of
of
here.
here for real.
We do out of here for awesome.
Right, y'all. We are gonna get out of here. Thank you for
Yeah.
listening. Jay, thank you for coming in and chit-chatting with me. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for the invite and telling me about this. This is cool.
All
First ever
right.
podcast. Definitely will do it again.
I would love to have you back because this was fun.
Oh yeah, just let me know. You know how
Man,
it
I appreciate y'all again. Thank you for listening. Stay positive. I hope y'all have a good week. I hope y'all enjoy y'all families. Yeah, thank you.
Yo. R.I.T.
Peace.